Hi, I'm Hamish. I'm 6 years old and I'm in grade one.
And who's your teacher, Hamish?
Mrs. Spence.
Is she? And then who's your other teacher that you see every day at home?
Mum.
I heard you've been trying to make some money. What have you been up to?
Going into St. Lawrence Rec Grounds and selling pumpkins.
Who are you selling them to?
All the caravanners.
And do you grow the pumpkins here?
Yeah.
How much money have you made?
$55 in one day.
So are you going back?
Yep, probably tomorrow afternoon.
Adelaide, can you tell us, why are you trying to make money?
For show bags.
Because you're going to the Ecker, aren't you? Have you been to the Ecker before?
Yes.
Yes.
And what did you like the most?
Well,
a lot of people.
Lots of people?
Well, I like the guns. I like they've always got this, the helicopter in, and you pretend you're driving it.
Do you have cattle here, don't you? Do you go and have a look at the cattle at the show?
Yeah.
Do you have a favourite breed?
Brahman.
Hereford Brahman.
So you're going to head back and try and sell some more pumpkins?
Yes.
Okay, do you have a goal of how much money you need?
Yes, $128.
And what's that going to get you?
A couple of show bags and some food.
Good plan. Well, good luck with that. And I'll have a chat to Mum and Dad now. How's that sound?
Good.
I mean, first and foremost, we're beef producers, but with a family of six children, we milk a cow, have a chook pen full of chooks that we both eat and collect eggs from, a pretty awesome veggie patch, I can give you a pumpkin, and pigs. So we've embarked into the homegrown pork. Rob's can turn his hand to most things, so he's slaughtering the pig and smoking the bacon and smoking the ham. And now we've gone this far down the track, we're getting pretty fussy and it's pretty hard to not eat homemade food.
Why is it that that's an important thing for you to do?
I believe in the real food philosophy and it's a health reason. It's nature, being connecting with nature. I want the kids to know where their food comes from. It's easy. The skills that the kids are learning, they've got chores, they've got responsibility to look after those animals. They're involved in the whole process because they want to be. Yeah, I can't speak highly enough of it.
You say it's easy, and I'm looking at your family. It seems like it would be very busy. So you've got six children, five of them are here, and four of them that you teach yourself. When you say it's easy, I'm imagining some people thinking, well, how could you possibly do that and grow your own pigs and veggies and all of that kind of thing?
I love it. I wouldn't have it any other way. I guess I've grown up on the land. I have this, I feel like I have a connection to the land. I have a connection to what we're doing. I'm hesitant to say, and I mean, obviously really love the lifestyle, but I guess I also am passionate about being a business and relating that to our city cousins that we are in agriculture. It is a great place to bring up a family. It's a great place to live, but it's also a great place to have a business as well. It's pretty tough sometimes. I would be nowhere else.